Hello and welcome back to the Layover Podcast, and we have a very special episode today. Oh, I'm so excited that I forgot to introduce y'all, but Ben and Adam are here. Say hi.
Hi.
Should we do backstory first? Let's do backstory first, I guess.
Benjamin
Doyle has been procrastinating getting his wisdom teeth yanked for years. Is that correct?
I would say that that is accurate, yes. I probably should have gotten them out a long time ago.
But as an adult now, with a increasingly developed frontal lobe.
Sure. Not all the way developed.
Increasingly, though, you've made the mature decision to stop procrastinating.
Yes. Yes, it was time to get them out. It was time to get them out 2 days ago. And therefore, I did.
And that's what you did. And that's exactly what you did.
I got all four of them taken out.
And we at Window Productions LLC decided to exploit Ben's drugged-up state and force him, while in recovery, to make content for us.
That's correct. So here's the deal. Here's what we're doing today. A couple of seasons ago, I did a trivia show on The Layover called Have Sam and Adam Actually Learned Anything About the World, or is Jet Lag the Game just another navel-gazing colonial enterprise created by three white men in a cynical pursuit of profit, the trivia show?
And the conclusion, by the way, of that show was that it was just a cynical profit-driven. We had not learned anything.
That's correct, yes. You guys did not do very well on that trivia show.
Mm-hmm.
You did not learn very much about the world. But you'll have another chance to redeem yourselves. I did think that it would be interesting to try and write the trivia show immediately after waking up from anesthesia, general anesthesia. They took all four teeth, so they put me all the way under. So this is the sequel to that show, which I guess is just called Ben Writes a Trivia Show on Propofol. And I mean, let me tell you guys, this document is a damn mess. I took my computer to surgery and immediately after waking up started writing.
Wait, really? Is that true that you did it immediately after?
Immediately after writing.
I thought it was going to be like you go home and then
No, I brought my computer. Well, you'll see. There's a gradient in terms of legibility. You got to stay with me here because it does eventually become a normal trivia show after a certain point where I fall asleep and I wake up.
Mm.
The first round, however, I have discerned that there are a number of questions that can be gleaned out of what I was writing on this document, and I will be asking them and they will count.
Wait, so are these the only ones that are from direct anesthesia?
The ones in this first round?
Yeah, in this round. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the first round, I've taken basically everything I wrote directly after waking up from anesthesia. This is my post-surgery ramblings round. And I've gleaned three questions based on what I had done after surgery.
Sure.
So you had to, like, interpret your own notes after the fact?
Yes.
Okay.
But then I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and I kind of remembered what I was supposed to be doing. And so then it's more normal after then. But it all counts. There are a total of 15 questions in this trivia show, okay?
Okay.
And as with last time, you guys are working together to answer these questions. You're working together, and based on how many you get right, there are different prizes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do we win?
You get all 15 questions correct. All 15.
That's not going to happen.
You get all four of my wisdom teeth. To split amongst yourselves.
Perfect.
I was just thinking, there's no way that that's not the prize.
You guys get 12 correct. You only get two, but your choice of two.
Oh.
You each get to pick one.
How variable is the quality?
They're all very big. They're good teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The dentist commented, he said that my wisdom teeth were particularly big because I am so wise.
Mm. Sure.
And then if you guys only manage to get 10 correct, I will give each of you a brand new set of floss.
Okay, that's nice.
And if you get fewer than 10, then you get nothing, and I will declare that you still don't know anything about the world.
Okay.
Does this include the rights to the genetic material in the teeth?
You can do whatever you want with the teeth.
And that is recorded. Great.
Are we ready?
It might take like 30 or 40 years for that to yield results, but I'm going to make Ben clones.
Good.
It's interesting. I also, just for color, I want to mention that, and this doesn't relate much to anything, but I also had dental work this week. I got two cavities filled yesterday. It was pretty regular, and they just numbed my mouth. But I thought it was cute that we both had dental work done. It was a special week for the boys.
Yeah, it's the theme of this week of the layover.
Mm-hmm.
It's very appropriate.
All right, Ben, I'm ready. How long do we have to answer each question?
To keep things moving along, I'm only going to give you guys 5 minutes to answer these questions. Okay, because
we're working together like last time, right?
Yes. And you're working together. You got to talk, come to an answer, and deliver it within just a few minutes.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Round one. So the first thing that I did is I just started typing. I don't remember doing this, but it seems to just be a stream of consciousness. I don't think that I even really knew that I was writing a trivia show at this point, but I wrote, "Hello, computer. It's time for Ben's show. My teeth are out. I'm feeling great. Everyone here is so beautiful. The sun is shining. I'm feeling great. Computer's far away, but it's okay. I'm typing so fast. Here's one question. Why is everyone at the dentist so beautiful today? Anyway, I'm just joking. But it's true, and it's crazy, actually. They're saying I have to put computer away. I love you." So there is a question in there, which is, why is everyone at the dentist so beautiful? And I will give you guys a couple minutes to come up with an answer.
Okay. I have many theories on this that I could share with you, Sam, sort of right off the bat.
Yeah?
Okay. So one theory that I have about why everyone at the dentist would be so beautiful is that I think that, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily, you know, good or whatever, but, you know, I think that often, well, no, I guess this is fine. Often attractiveness is linked to just like, you know, how well are you grooming yourself and taking care of yourself? And, you know, often, you know, money is involved, the creams, the outfits you can wear, you know, having a dietitian, whatever, buying better food, etc. I would think that people who work at a dentist's office, the dentists themselves surely have quite a bit of money and so are able to sort of make themselves look good, I think, you know, generally,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the technicians as well. I would imagine they're at least making a solid salary. I would also assume that anyone who works at a dentist's office is probably sort of generally neat and fastidious and tidy, which I think would lead you to sort of having a well-groomed appearance. And this is my leading theory. But I have another theory, which is sort of a bigger brain theory that's like, I think when you're coming out of general anesthesia, everyone appears to you to be very beautiful.
Yeah.
Those are sort of my two leading theories right off the bat.
Maybe it's just that everyone in Baltimore, Maryland, where I believe Ben got his teeth yanked, is just super hot.
Hmm.
Everyone always talks about, you know, Baltimore people are so hot, right?
Well, as a person who's dating somebody from Baltimore, yes, I have to say that everyone is
checkmate.
Always saying that.
Yeah.
Another theory that I would say is just that everyone is very beautiful is another potential theory. Like in a larger sense, you know, everyone, every person in the world is very beautiful, I think.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if Ben, in his drugged up state, was able to sort of tap into a love of humanity as a whole and just sort of saw the truth that everyone is very beautiful.
Right. Like he went through like a little bit of a vision quest.
Well, exactly.
And then came out with this conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ben, I have a question for you quickly.
Yep.
Do we have to state one reason or can we argue there are several reasons why everyone was so beautiful?
I would accept an argument of multiple reasons.
Okay.
I think your first thing, I think you're onto something where hot people realize they need money to stay hot as they get older.
Sure.
Because then they realize like it's cool when you're hot.
Well, I think that's true, but I think it goes the other way, which is like money people realize they want to be hot and then they use their money to be hot.
Well, yes, but kind of a two-way street
mm-hmm.
where I think like the ratio of how much you have to work to become a dentist to how much money you make as a dentist, it's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah.
Because like doctors, you got to learn a lot of real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dentists, like you got to learn some stuff, but like at the end of the day, you're just like, you know, it's cleaning teeth.
Well, I don't want to disparage the good work of dentists, but sure.
Yeah.
Dentists make quite a bit of money. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll disparage the work of dentists a little bit. I'm fine with that. But yeah, I think it's a good ratio. And then, yeah, Ben has bond vision quest. It's multifaceted argument.
Yeah. I think it's sort of those two reasons.
Okay. So that's your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
You got that first one correct.
All of the above?
Yeah. I think that you were right. I think everyone's beautiful.
Did you have an answer that you were looking for, or were you just going to see how good we did?
No. That was sort of an open-ended, holistic question.
Sure.
I don't think that it has a real answer, but I would accept that answer. So that's one question correct. You're doing well.
Was it like this dentist's office was like particularly beautiful, or do you think it's just like a dentist-wide thing?
I don't remember. I don't know. I have no memory of this.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Surely you saw the people before you got anesthesia.
I mean, my dentist is like a middle-aged man. I suppose he looks fine.
But like a hot one, or?
He looks fine.
Middle-aged men can be hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there are many who are. George Clooney, etc.
He doesn't look like George Clooney.
Okay. Well,
but
is he really middle-aged anymore?
He might be past middle-aged.
No, George Clooney's old man. Yeah. Anyway.
A hot old man.
The next section was a series of screenshots I found on my desktop where at this point I was evidently still confused about what I was supposed to be doing, but I was talking to ChatGPT and taking screenshots. And what I seemed to be trying to communicate to ChatGPT was that I was writing a trivia show about teeth and it was giving me trivia questions about teeth. So there are two questions that ChatGPT gave me about teeth. I don't know if these answers are right. I don't know if these questions are good, but I'm going to ask you two of them and you got to get them right. Here we go. What type of candy was originally invented as a way to keep teeth clean and fresh? Was it A, bubblegum, B, cotton candy, or C, candy canes?
It's got to be bubblegum.
I have to believe that it's bubblegum.
Because, like, the other two, I guess I could see, like, candy cane, no, that's like a Christmas
cotton
thing.
Cotton candy is pure sugar.
Yeah.
So there's no way it's that. A candy cane is also basically pure sugar. I guess I could maybe see like people stupidly be, just makes so much sense. Bubblegum, like it gets stuff out of your teeth theoretically. I know it also tends to have a lot of sugar, but like of the three, it seems like the obvious answer.
Yeah, and I don't think ChatGPT would be doing trick answers, and I think that's the most obvious answer.
Yeah.
I think lock it in.
Okay.
Lock it in, bubblegum?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
What?
According to ChatGPT. I don't know if ChatGPT is right, but the answer it gave me was C, candy canes were originally created as a breath freshener. And I will be accepting that as the correct answer, which it may or may not be, but you guys got that wrong.
Wait. What was the phrasing of the question?
What type of candy was originally invented as a way to keep teeth clean and fresh?
Right, clean. I was focused on the clean, right?
Look. I don't make the questions, okay? A fucking robot does.
We're going for ChatGPT's answers. ChatGPT may have given a different answer than the question is about, but yeah, because like breath freshener is completely different than teeth cleaner, but maybe ChatGPT isn't that great, actually.
That may be the case. And you've lost out on two of my wisdom teeth, okay? You've lost out on two of my wisdom teeth.
Fine. I find this to be stupid, but whatever. There's no way that candy canes keep teeth clean. They might keep your mouth fresh. Whatever, it's fine. Keep going.
Okay. I am going to ask you another question from ChatGPT. Okay. On average, how many teeth does an adult human have? Is it A, 28 teeth, B, 30 teeth, or C, 32 teeth? And while you guys answer this, I'm going to take more painkillers.
Okay, wait. Count.
I'm missing a couple.
Okay, I had 14 on my top, but I've had my wisdom teeth out. Okay.
I also have 14 on the top. That's good.
Okay, I have 14 top and bottom, but I had 4 wisdom teeth taken out, I believe, which would mean that the average is 32, right?
You know what? I also have 14 on the top and bottom. This is a good scientific process. I'm proud of this.
And you have 4 wisdom teeth, right?
Yeah, I also got mine taken
out. So those are gone. So 32, right? 32. It's got to be 32.
Sure seems like it. Although, we're not necessarily going for the correct answer. We're going for ChatGPT's answer.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct.
Hell yes.
ChatGPT said 32, so that's the answer. Now, Like I said, at this point, I fell asleep for about 4 hours. And when I woke up, I remembered what I was supposed to be doing. And I was sort of mostly lucid. So we're entering the part of the trivia show that is mostly normal, which is, if you guys recall, the way that this trivia show is structured is we're doing it in rounds based on places that we've been. And I'm going to ask you trivia questions about those places, not necessarily related to our games, but just to see how well you know the places that we have visited on our show. Okay?
Okay.
Ben, could you send me a screenshot of exactly what you typed into that first document?
Yeah.
I would love to have that, please.
I did search for what it's worth, were candy canes invented to keep teeth clean? And the Google AI says, no, candy canes were not invented to keep teeth clean. So we have competing AIs.
Well, they're at war, okay? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I trust my overlords at Google. I love Google.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, candy canes were invented to be a candy.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know what to tell you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
The fact that I had questions with answers during this portion of the show is remarkable.
I do agree with that.
And now we're entering round two, questions about the good old US of A, because we're picking up at Arctic Escape, okay?
Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Here is your first question.
Okay.
In Arctic Escape, Adam and I enjoyed a picnic on the beach in Utqiagvik, Alaska. Coincidentally, Alaska has by far the most coastline of any U.S. state, with over 6,000 miles of Arctic beaches to snack on. What are the next three U.S. states ranked by total coastline in any order?
Okay.
Are we including lakes as coastline?
I don't think so.
I have another question for you. As we all know, it's impossible to accurately measure a coastline. So, like, what's the vibe here of how that was measured?
The vibe is it's the Wikipedia list of states with the longest coastline.
Sam, surely, California.
Yeah.
California, right? Surely California. Wouldn't it have to be?
Probably, but you got to think about, like, California has a long coast, but it's completely, like, straight.
But again, I don't think the craggliness matters that much in the way they have measure it.
But like, think about the difference between, you know, Florida and California. Like, Florida, I think, is for sure.
Well, I think Florida is there too. I think California and Florida are in the top two.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to do them in order, remember? We don't have to do them in order. We just have to get the top three.
I'm pretty sure California is right. The only thing I'm wondering about is like Texas. But.
Well, but remember, Texas. Only part of, right? Like, it's not the whole bottom of Texas.
Yeah.
Half of Texas's bottom is a border with Mexico, right? So it's only part of Texas that goes into the Gulf of Mexico.
No, yeah, I think I agree. And then if we're not including Great Lakes.
Here's the thing, Texas could be third, but I think we should say California and Florida have to be in the top three, right?
What about Hawaii?
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah, definitely Hawaii. That's very smart, Sam. Hawaii. For sure. And then maybe it's California and Florida.
Well, I'm actually not sure about Hawaii versus California because like the islands are like I'm thinking like the Big Island is the biggest island and it's maybe I want to say like 50 miles across. So I guess if it's 50 miles across and it probably has like 200 miles of coastline and I would guess like California, that's probably like 700, 800 miles of coastline.
Yeah, probably.
At least if you're looking at like the as the crow flies distance between like San Diego and the northern bit, I think that's about 700. Yeah. So maybe it's closer to like 900. So I think Hawaii would beat that, but I don't know if it'd be decisive.
Hawaii would beat California. I don't think Hawaii beats California, but I'm saying maybe Hawaii is in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing, it's not about what beats California. I think we agree. California and Florida are on the list. The question is, is there a state that has more coastline than Hawaii that is not California or Florida? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I'm just trying to think through things. Like Maine is kind of big. It has a coastline.
Yeah,
Texas
but
has quite a coastline. I mean, Louisiana.
Wait, but we have to answer number two and three, right?
We have to answer the top three, but they can all be in any order. We do not have to rank them. This is what I've been trying to say.
Oh, the top three.
Yeah, you're giving me the next
Alaska.
Three after Alaska.
Oh.
I can't emphasize enough, Sam, that I've tried to tell you that we don't have to rank them in order about five different times.
No. I thought we were giving two, not three answers. That's what I was confused about.
Oh, okay.
Three.
The three after. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't think any would beat that.
Okay. So we think Florida, California, and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. I say we go for it. I say we lock it in.
All right. That is correct.
Whoa.
Oh, yes. We're going to get so many teeth.
And for your curiosity, the order goes Florida, California, Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Well done. Okay. Here is your next question about the USA. Over the course of U.S. history, two sitting U.S. vice presidents have shot someone while in office. Which ones?
Oh, I know this.
Oh.
Adam knows this.
Oh, wait. While in office.
Dick Cheney,
I know for sure.
And that was in
office. Was Aaron Burr in office as vice president when he... Yes. Yes. No, he was. Yeah, yeah. So those are the two. It's Aaron Burr and Dick Cheney.
Sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. It's Aaron Burr in 1804 and Dick Cheney in 2006. Well done.
Thank you, Hamilton soundtrack.
Hamilton. Shout out Hamilton.
This is an aside. Have you heard Lin-Manuel Miranda's like first draft of the Hamilton music?
I have. It's pretty funny.
Because he's like hilariously bad at... Like he's great at like making songs as a concept, hilariously bad at actually like executing the songs himself.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is bad at a lot of things.
I don't think we have the rights to put that in here, but I encourage the audience to look up Hamilton first.
I don't know that he's bad at a lot of things. I think he's not great at like elements of singing. Here's my thing, and I've done this rant before and I won't do the whole thing now. The thing about Lin-Manuel Miranda, people like to hate on him because he can be kind of cringy. Dude has never made a bad piece of art. Everything that he's ever put out has been good.
Very bold.
Hamilton, good. In the Heights, good. Tick, Tick, Boom, good. The music from Moana, good. The music from Encanto, good.
No, yeah, his reputation is great.
The parts of Bring It On the musical that he wrote, good. The little mini musical that he made for This American Life, 21 Chump Street, good. He has not missed once as far as I'm aware. And people like to hate on him. But I think it's because ultimately they don't like that he hasn't been humbled. I think this is part of the energy. He has the energy of a man who's never been humbled. But the reason he's never been humbled is because he's never
failed.
You
said you weren't going to do the full rant.
Sorry, now I'm done.
You know what he's bad at? He's bad at making merch. You guys should go look at the Lin-Manuel Miranda merch store because it's astonishing.
There's a merch store just for him as a guy, like not for Hamilton, just for him as a person.
Yeah, he has a merch store. It has like 700 things in it. And they're all like plates of him like making like a kissy face. It's awesome.
Why are you so familiar?
Don't worry about it.
Store.
Here's another question about the USA. What state, which we visited in a previous season of Jet Lag the Game, has the highest percentage of people who walk to work?
What state?
I know this. I want to know if Adam knows this.
Which state, which we have gone to in Jet Lag the Game, has the highest proportion of people who walk to work?
Yes.
Okay. Percentage.
Yep.
Now, obviously, my first thought is New York, but my guess by Sam's reaction is that it's not New York and that the answer is something less intuitive. Based on that, my guess is that it's something weird. Like, it could be like Rhode Island or something because that has so few people and it's a very small state and so it's probably a lot of towns. Is one thing, or my guess would be that it's Alaska because there are very few people there and probably many people like just work where they live and so they don't have to drive anywhere for their job. Sam, what's the answer? You seem to know the answer.
Alaska.
Okay, great.
That is correct. This is fun. I figured that Adam would know the answer to question two and that Sam would know the answer to question three, and I was right. Yes, it's Alaska because a lot of people work in oil rigs and things where you live right there.
Well, also, just a lot of the population is in small villages
that
don't have roads that go beyond it.
Oh, dear. This merch really is quite something.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now, too. It does not help his reputation.
Oh, man.
See, that is one thing that he's bad at.
I'm sending you guys this picture here.
It's like an AI-generated, like, Etsy store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all in. Yes, I love that.
He has one that is like, it's like a print of like a 7-Eleven slushie, but in like the trans pride colors, which to be honest, he probably knows his audience. I'm sure that sells, but it's unique.
Who's buying that from the Lin-Manuel Miranda store?
God, there's so much merch.
Well, that's the thing. It has like nothing to do with like, it's just like,
this is crazy.
I guess he accurately figured out that his fans would probably like trans pride slushy prints.
Okay, we got to keep it moving. No more talk about the Lin-Manuel Miranda store. The audience can look at this store on their own and realize that it really is quite an astonishing market.
As a huge Lin-Manuel Miranda defender, this is tough for me to see this.
It's tough. It's tough.
Look at this and then look at our merch store where we sell two things.
And we're about to sell three.
Whoa, big reveal. Oh,
spilling the beans. But the reason why is because we've added things methodically. Mm-hmm. Quality over slop like this.
All right.
Well, maybe we should be taking a note out of his book. Anyway.
Probably makes
okay, we're moving on to the next round. Questions about Switzerland. Okay.
I love Switzerland, except for when they're xenophobic. Don't do that.
They are often xenophobic. Okay, here's your first question about Switzerland. And may I remind you, you guys are doing well. You're on track to get one tooth each.
Mm.
Well done.
Well, we've only gotten one question wrong, and that question we didn't even really get wrong. ChatGPT made up a fake question.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the premise was you got to figure out ChatGPT's.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's
that's
sort of like Family Feud, where it's like,
is the answer right, or is it American people thinking? I understand.
Anyway. Switzerland is known for having one of the wealthiest populations in the world, beating out Hong Kong, Australia, and the Netherlands. Approximately what percentage of Swiss adults are millionaires? Is it A, 5%, B, 10%, C, 15%, or D, 25%?
In francs or dollars?
US dollars.
Okay, here's my take, Sam. I think it's high. I think it's high. What were the numbers again, Ben?
5, 10, 15, 25.
I don't think it's 5, but I also don't think it's 25. I think it's one of the middle ones, frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
25% would be kind of insane. I mean, maybe it is, but that feels insane. So it's between, what, 10 and 15?
Yeah. I don't think we'll be able to form a super well thought out answer, but I guess I feel a little more like 15. Because I think, like, if it's going to be passed around as a fun fact, it's got to be surprising. And I don't know if 10 is surprising. I feel like 15.
Also because, like, it is worth saying, like, $1 million is obviously quite a lot of money. But, like, it's not uncommon for you to, like, save up $1 million by the time you retire or something so that you can, like, have a retirement. You know, that's your net worth.
Yeah, it's net worth.
Exactly.
So, like, a lot of homeowners will end up technically being millionaires.
Right.
Especially in a place like Switzerland.
Okay. I like 15. I like 15.
I'm good with 15.
I like 15. Okay.
Yeah. Final answer. Okay, that is correct. Answer.
Hell yes. This is so good.
Oh, man. Awesome. I do want to just say now, I want to win because I love winning. I don't want one of your wisdom teeth.
Well, you're going to get one if you get enough of these questions.
The notion of getting one of your wisdom teeth is actually very frightening to me.
Okay, well, then you better get some questions wrong pretty soon.
Yeah, evidently.
No, don't throw. I want the teeth.
Switzerland is a pretty small country, but there are 15 other countries in Europe that are even smaller. Name 7 of them.
Oh, easy.
7? Okay, we can do this. Do we get to get any wrong?
Okay, Monaco, Andorra, Liechtenstein, San Marino.
Vatican City.
Vatican City.
That's 5.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
And what am I missing?
That's 6. So just one more.
Oh, just like Malta.
Malta, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's 7. Well done.
That was easy.
That was very easy.
Do you think we're fools? Do you think of us as being fools?
Look, I don't know. I don't know how fast you could name small countries in Europe.
Little geographic fun facts. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well done.
I could have done. I mean, you asked Sam to do it, who could obviously do it. I think I could have also done it pretty easily. And so, I mean, that really says something.
Well, maybe I should have made you name more.
I think Ben wants to get rid of his teeth.
But okay, you got that one correct. Here is your next question about Switzerland. The highest railway station in Europe, Jungfraujoch Station, is located in Switzerland at 11,332 feet above sea level. We, however, never made it up there. So what is the highest railway station that we have ever visited on the show?
Mm. Ooh. I mean, the first thought would be Winterthur.
No. Surely Hospenthal is
Sorry, not Winterthur. I mean Andermatt.
Andermatt. Well, yeah, I guess this is really the question. Is Hospenthal higher than Andermatt? Is that higher than Goschenen? I don't know.
They're both definitely higher than Goschenen.
Oh, right, because you go up to Andermatt. You think Andermatt's higher than Hospital?
Yeah, you kind of descended. I mean, we've been there twice, and I'm pretty sure you descend slightly.
Mm.
Because Andermatt seems to be, like, kind of the highest population area around there.
I'll go with that. I'm happy to
go. But wait. Is there anywhere else in Switzerland that we've been that... No, I mean, there wasn't. Anything else was lower.
I'm almost certain anything else would pretty have had sure. to be lower.
And then there was no other season that we went to, like, big mountains, right?
No, not in Switzerland.
And then, like, in my last run... Because are we talking about hide and seek exclusively or?
It is in Switzerland because this is the Switzerland round. This station is in Switzerland.
No, I know. But you're saying like it could have happened at the end of tag three when Sam goes.
It could have.
Okay. It could have. Yeah. But I don't think you go anywhere higher. No. I think it's Andermatt. I agree.
I think it's got to be Andermatt. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. It was Hospental, just barely.
Really?
Yeah.
I really felt like he descended.
Mm-mm. Hospental, 4,764 feet. Andermatt, 4,710.
And is that the station or the town?
The station or the town?
The station.
Based on what?
ChatGPT?
Based on Wikipedia.
Fine.
It doesn't say it on Wikipedia.
Fine, I accept it. Keep going.
It does say it on Wikipedia. There's a list of highest railway stations in Switzerland.
Fine. Fine.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry, but you're still in the running for my teeth. Okay? We are now moving on to the next round. Round four. We're talking Australia, mate. Okay? And here is your first question about Australia. Some roads in the Australian outback are so long and so boring that the government has established so-called fatigue zones where drivers are at high risk of falling asleep at the wheel. Which of the following things have been implemented in fatigue zones to keep drivers awake?
So this will just be a pure guess. Okay.
Well, it's multi-choice.
Is it A, billboards of beautiful Australian women, B, roadside trivia questions about Australia, C,
it's that
ridges on the road that play the song Down Under when you drive over them, or D, famous Australian short stories that you can read one line at a time?
I believe that it's B. I believe it has to
be B. It's the trivia questions. I've seen the photos.
Oh, you actually know this.
Yeah.
I just think it's B because that's what it sounds like it would be.
I mean, they do have musical roads in a lot of places.
Right, but I don't think that they would play Down Under.
But like, I've definitely seen photos of roadside trivia in the Australian outback for this exact reason.
Great.
That is correct. There's trivia on the roads.
That would be pretty awesome if it was pictures of beautiful Australian women.
It feels like it's something that Australia would do.
Well, I just want to take a minute to acknowledge, like, so you, Ben, you had to come up with the fake ones. And did you think there was a real possibility that we would guess that Australia had put up photos of beautiful Australian women in the outback?
I do. Okay. I feel like that's within their vibe zone.
Fair enough.
But mostly I just needed a good diversity of options, you know?
No, I mean, totally.
Okay. Here's another question about Australia. For a period of 2 years, the city of Melbourne was not called Melbourne. It instead bared the name of a popular superhero. Which superhero am I referring to?
What?
We don't get multiple choice?
Nope.
The fuck?
Okay, Sam, I'm just going to tell you right now that I, for a reason that I have no idea about, immediately I was like, I bet it's Superman.
Okay, I kind of doubt that this is related, but I'm 95% sure that one of Melbourne's major stadiums is Marvel Stadium, that Marvel got the naming rights. So like, I just wonder if that's like, it was like some publicity stunt related to that or something. I don't know, but like, it feels wrong.
There's so many Marvel superheroes.
I feel like this is probably like its original name. Cause like, I think if this happened recently, like we would have heard about this. I bet it was like its original name.
Can you answer that, Ben? When did this happen? Can you tell us that?
I think it would give away too much if I said when this was.
That already reveals much, in my opinion.
It might.
I think that we got to think about what superhero has like a vaguely British colonial
name. Has a name that would be a town. Okay.
I will also say this is something that came up when we were researching for, like, this came to my mind because it had come up while we were researching the season.
I don't think I was ever part of a discussion about this, though. I have no recollection of talking about this. This might have just been.
Okay. All the Australian cities are like, especially back in the day, they were like super into naming people after like colonial overlords when they were settling Australia.
I mean, just trying to walk through this. I mean, names of like Hulk, no. Like, obviously it's not, I'm just going through the Avengers. Like Hulk, no. Obviously not Iron Man, not Black Widow, not Captain America. Like, I mean, like Spider-Man, obviously not. Like, it's not Black Panther. It's not... Yeah, I don't know. Like going to DC, like Flash, like could it be called Flash? Could it be called? It's very unlikely, right, that it's Batman or Superman, right? Like it's not going to be Wonder Woman.
I think it's got to be like a single name that is also like, is there like a superhero that has like a kind of regular name?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think.
I really don't know my superheroes.
You said this is a popular superhero, right, Ben? You're saying this is
popular superhero. This is a superhero that you both are aware of.
Okay. I mean, I'm just trying to think of like ones with one word names, right? Like Flash, Batman. I'm just going through the Justice League now. Like Flash, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern. I mean, it's not going to be Martian Manhunter or Hawkman. So I don't think that's going to... I mean, like... It's not like... I don't know. Now I'm going through like Fantastic Four, like Silver Surfer, Mr. Fantastic. So, you know... Human Torch, none of those. I don't think. I just can't think of any. I can't think of any things that sound like normal names.
Yeah, I definitely can't help. My superhero knowledge is quite minimal.
We're going to need an answer soon.
I mean, like.
Can we get a clue?
How much more time do we have?
You have 1 minute.
I think we deserve a clue. We've done so good.
No. You've been doing well.
Yeah, but I think we should be rewarded with a clue.
Okay, the clue that I'll give you is that it was...
Well, you pressured him into doing it.
It was indeed what Melbourne was called originally. So it was a long time ago.
Okay, come on. Come on. It's a superhero, right? It's not a villain. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. Again, yeah, I'm trying to think of...
Giving you 10 more seconds.
Flash, Green Lantern.
I give up.
Fuck.
Name a superhero.
I'm just going to say Flash. Flash is the best I have.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Melbourne, for the first 2 years of its existence, was named after John Batman. The founder of Melbourne.
Fuck you.
A man named John Batman. It was Batmania.
Oh my God.
And there's still, I believe, a district in Melbourne called Batman. And there's like Batman Park.
That is so stupid.
Now that you say this, this sounds really familiar. I feel like I definitely have heard this.
Ugh, yeah. This John Batman. Which is a real man that existed like 200 years ago.
Surely it's like Batman. Like John Batman.
Batman.
Surely it was John Batman.
Could be Batman. But I like to call him John Batman.
It has a cooler name.
Okay. Look, here's the deal, you guys. If you get one more question wrong, you're out of the running for the teeth.
How many more questions are there?
There's one more question about Australia, and then one final round with three questions about Italy.
Okay.
John Batman killed a lot of indigenous people.
That doesn't surprise me. That seems like something that he probably would have done.
But I thought Batman didn't kill people.
No, Batman doesn't kill people, but John Batman kills a lot of people.
This was bad Batman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At nearly 3,500 miles, the longest fence in the world, the Dingo Fence, is longer than the Great Wall of China. It was constructed to protect Australia's major cities and their livestock from the dingoes of the outback. What three Australian states does the Dingo Fence touch?
Oh, I should be able to get this.
I will also remind you, Sam, that you have made a video about this.
Yeah, I know. Definitely South Australia.
Wait, Sam, you're not looking at a map, are you?
Yeah.
You can look at a map.
Oh.
You can even look at a
map. We were allowed to look at a map?
You can look at a map.
I'm just visualizing it.
You can look at a map.
I want to say Northern Territory, Western Australia, South Australia.
Yeah, that seems right to me.
Because, like, I don't think... Well... On the other hand, it's intended to keep dingoes out of, like, you know...
Could you read the question again, Ben?
Yep. At nearly 3,500 miles, the longest fence in the world, the Dingo Fence, is longer than the Great Wall of China. It was constructed to protect Australia's major cities and their livestock from the dingoes of the outback. What three Australian states does the Dingo Fence touch?
Okay, see, now I'm getting what you're saying, Sam, which is if it's designed to protect the cities, mm-hmm. you would think that actually maybe it's like in Queensland, New South Wales, and Victoria or something, or maybe Queensland, New South Wales, and South yeah. Australia, most likely, because it's like, well, we have to protect.
I definitely remember that, like, at least a lot of it is properly in the outback. But
I mean, as far as I can tell, like, there's plenty of outback in Queensland and New South Wales.
Yeah, yeah, no, there certainly is. I mean, more so Queensland than New South Wales. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty confident about South Australia.
Oh, okay. Then I think go South, New South Wales and Queensland, probably, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I could see the arguments both ways. I could see the arguments both ways. So I don't know.
Like, because I'm pretty sure it's more or less one kind of contiguous fence. I don't know. I think it's going to be a bit of a crapshoot.
I mean, would you prefer South Australia, Queensland, and Northern Territory? I mean, Western Australia has the most outback of anywhere, though.
Yeah. I guess I lean towards Northern Territory, Queensland, South Australia, but that's kind of just a guess.
That would mean that it's curved. We assume that it's curved.
Yeah, but like, I kind of do remember it. I'm like vaguely remembering graphics that we made for this. And I'm pretty sure it is, like, decently curved.
Okay, look, you made a video about this, so I will totally defer to you on it. But if you're wrong, then you don't get any of Ben's teeth.
I mean, it's a really low-confidence guess, but I think my best guess would be those three.
Okay, great.
Final answer?
South Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland.
Incorrect. South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland is the correct answer.
God damn it. Okay.
Was curved, though. Right, you're correct about that. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. I'm keeping all of my teeth, okay? But you're still in the running for floss. You're still in the running for floss. You need to get two of these answers correct, I think. Yes. Okay?
Okay.
Understood. We're moving on to Italy.
Okay.
This floss could change your life. So you better lock in. Here is your first question about Italy. Italy borders six other countries. Without looking at a map, name the country that has the longest land border with Italy.
Well, it's got to be either... Wait, fuck.
France or Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, wait, what about... No, no.
No, the border with Austria definitely is not longer. And same with Slovenia. I think it's got to be Switzerland or France.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I think the French one is longer than you think it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, the thing is, there's nothing going on there, but, like...
My take is that it's France.
I don't know. Because here's the other thing. The border with Switzerland, we were just talking about this with coastlines. The border with Switzerland, it's very curvy. Goes all up and down and up and down. Whereas, like, the one with France, it's, I think, fairly straight.
Sam, this is the kind of thing that you're just going to have a better sense of than I am. You just know maps better than me.
I don't know. I'm really split. I think I lean towards Switzerland, but like, I think it'll be close. But wait, let's just dummy check this. So the six countries are going to be, oh yeah, France, Switzerland, Austria, Slovenia, San Marino, Vatican City, I guess.
Theoretically.
Yeah. So... It's definitely not those latter four. I think Switzerland makes more sense.
Okay.
But I think it'll be close.
I'll go with you on it.
All right. Switzerland is the correct answer. This was a tricky one because it doesn't actually look like it's the longest, but the wiggliness.
The wiggly. You were right. It was the wiggles.
The wiggliness does it. The wiggliness does it. Okay. There are two questions left. You gotta get one of them correct to get your floss your declaration that you have learned some things about the world. Otherwise, you will be condemned as cynical capitalists. So you gotta really lock in. Okay. Here is your next question about Italy. Much of our modern Western system of laws and civics originated in ancient Rome. Which of the following laws can you find on the books in modern-day Rome? Is it A, illegal to wear a tall hat to the movie theater? B, illegal to keep a goldfish in a spherical bowl, C, illegal to frown at children from foreign countries, or D, illegal to dye gelato bright red or bright blue?
The answer is E, it's illegal to hire a surrogate abroad because Italy is a crazy conservative country.
I did see that. Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Is that true?
Yeah, they just did it. It's like to target gay couples.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Italy.
And like not even hire a surrogate in Italy. As an Italian, if you hire a surrogate anywhere in the world, you can get prosecuted.
Yeah. Anywhere. It's going to face like legal challenges. It might get overturned.
Yeah. Bad
it's
Italy.
Incredibly fucked.
Yeah.
Really fucked. I think it's either the hat thing or the gelato thing. I know that Italy has lots of like laws about its, you know, like food and stuff, like Parmesan. In order to be Parmesan, it has to be this and like whatever. Yeah. I could see a world where like you can't do the dyeing of gelato for like food, like, you know, like standard safety, whatever bullshit stuff that like Europe is into.
I feel like the Euros are always on their high horse about like, their oh my God, dyes. I'm going to die from red 40 or whatever when I come to America.
Yeah.
Which is just like, suck it up.
Yeah.
Come on. But anyways, they're on their high horse about that. And therefore, I would not be surprised about the food dye thing.
I think food dye just seems most likely based on the fact that I know that Europe is like finicky about its food dyes. So I kind of dig that.
That is incorrect.
God damn it.
Is the hat thing.
The correct answer is B. It is illegal to keep a goldfish in a spherical bowl.
Oh my God.
In Rome.
How were we supposed to know that, Ben?
I don't know.
You're supposed to intuit it.
You were supposed to have learned that in your travels in Italy. I believe that it is basically considered to be animal cruelty to keep a goldfish in a spherical bowl. Not just in Rome, but in many places. If you have a goldfish...
Wait, but why? Wait, what's the difference? A spherical bowl versus a...
I think they're just too small of an environment for a fish.
Okay, that... Sorry. Could I just for a second? There could definitely be a law about keeping a goldfish in a certain size container. A sphere can be any size.
This is the way that the law is written.
It's because a fish kept in a bowl has a distorted view of reality. But also, Wikipedia says this is banned in Monza, not Rome.
It's in Rome.
Oh, wait, there's other articles about that. Let's see why.
Fine. All right, Sam, if we don't get this question, then we don't get our floss.
Look, this is exciting. We're down to the wire here, okay? This final question will determine whether or not you get the floss and the title of having learned at least a little bit about the world in your travels.
I don't want to have to floss.
Well, you might have to if you get this question correct. With 57 million visitors every year, Italy is the fourth most visited country in the world. What three countries rank higher?
Oh,
God. Thailand, France, and...
It's definitely Thailand. France, I would also believe.
Well, the first and second most visited cities in the world, I believe, are Paris and Bangkok, in I forget which order. Third, I might guess...
Is the U.S.?
U.S., just by sheer size.
I don't hate that. I mean, I don't hate that. I don't hate that. I mean, U.S. is big. People like visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, this is by, like, international tourists.
Yeah.
People from outside the country.
Yeah. I mean... I was thinking that, but...
Well, the fact that he came in and interjected, now that's making me feel nervous.
Well, like the thing is, you guys were talking about cities, so I just want you to know.
Well, I know.
I know.
But, like, it's correlation, you know? Because, like, the U.S., I don't think, like, New York City is one of the more visited cities in the world.
You know, now I'm like, maybe it's not Thailand. I know Bangkok's very popular, but now I'm like, maybe Thailand as a country isn't enough.
No, but, like, all of Thailand, like, Chiang Mai and Phuket, and, like, there's a lot of very touristy bits in Thailand. I feel good about Thailand.
Okay, fine. I'm fine with Thailand. I'm fine with France. Surely the three we said can't be right, or Ben wouldn't have interjected to try to clarify something.
I agree, but like, I don't know what else would be right.
I mean, could it be? I mean, Japan is very popular to visit, right? Especially for people in Asia. There's a lot of people who live in Asia.
Yeah, but especially not these days. What year is this from?
2023.
Okay.
Yeah, Japan tourism way down in 2023.
Fuck.
I just... feel like the U.S. is probably right, because like it's not going to be the U.K. It's not going to be Germany. It's not going to be like Switzerland's too small. It's not going to be somewhere in South America. Not going to be somewhere in Africa. Anywhere else in Asia, like, I mean, what are the most touristy spots in Asia? Like Singapore, but it's not going to be big enough. You know, another thought would be like Dubai and the UAE, which, you know, lots of tourism, but I just, again, don't think it's big enough. I don't know. I feel decent about that three.
I mean, Spain, probably not, I guess.
Yeah.
I could see Spain. A lot of people in the world speak Spanish, too. Like,
yeah, no, Spain definitely is, like, very high up. I don't think Spain would beat the U.S., or at least get close to the U.S.
Well, but my thing about it is, like, Spain is easy. Like, I think the advantage Europe has is, like, those countries are easy to visit if you don't live in that country.
Yeah.
For the U.S., it's like you can visit from Canada or Mexico, but otherwise you have to get on a plane.
Yeah, but plenty of people do. I don't know. Spain, I don't feel like...
I mean, I like the U.S. too, like, as an answer. It's like, because it is big. It has a lot of people. It has a lot of popular tourist areas.
Yeah. But, like, I don't think Spain beats Italy. And that's what this needs to do.
Yeah. Instinctively, I don't think so either.
But I agree. I'm scared by Ben's interjection.
Okay. I mean, I'll go with those three. I think we're going to be wrong. I think there's no way it's right because of the fact that Ben interjected, but I just don't have three better answers.
I kind of agree, but maybe Ben's doing mind games. He likes that.
Okay.
I don't want to floss anyway.
This sucks. All right. I think let's do it. Let's do it.
What are your three?
Thailand, France, and the United States of America.
Folks, I'm afraid that that is incorrect. The top three are France, followed by Spain, followed by the United States.
Oh.
I told you it wasn't fucking Thailand. Oh my
God. It's not Thailand. In fact, Thailand's not even in the top 10.
Hey, you just broke the jet lag rule of it's a team decision once
made. You're right. You're right. It was a team decision.
Team decision.
Once it was made.
And as a team, you don't get any floss. And I'm sorry.
Wait, where is Thailand on the list?
Thailand is got to be like number like 11 or 12.
What?
Thailand in 2023 got 28 million. Visitors. And yeah, the top 10, number 10 is Austria with 30.9 million.
Bangkok is the most visited city in the world.
I know, but it's like that city is really visited, but the country less so.
Yeah, but still, like, there's all sorts of other touristy spots. I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by Spain. I think that there's a large sort of Spanish-speaking diaspora.
Well...
that, like, goes and visits Spain.
Well, yeah, but I guess the other thing about Spain is, like, you know, they not only have a ton of people going to Spain, but, like, the British, like, Tenerife is part of Spain, and it's, like, the most touristy thing in Europe. It's, like, the, you know, Hawaii of Europe, kind of, or, although way trashier. So, I'm really surprised Thailand's not on there. But anyway.
Well... I'm afraid to declare once again that Jetlag the Game is unfortunately just another navel-gazing colonial enterprise created by three white men in a cynical pursuit of profit.
But we're less so this time, right?
Less so this time.
Ben, I would like to, and I know that you wrote this while you were under anesthesia, I would like to say that I feel like both times we've played this game, every question you've asked us has either been too easy or too hard. Not everyone, but most of them.
Well,
I feel like almost all of them are like, this is either extremely hard or it's very easy.
I think we got some good discussions in, but unfortunately, you guys just didn't manage to pull it out. You were very close a couple of times on those ones you got wrong. There were a couple of those that you very nearly got right. And if you had gotten them right, I would have said that, you know, we would have learned something about the world. But unfortunately, once again, we have not. Perhaps next year, Jetlag the Game will have taught us something about the world. But that is not yet the case. Which means we have to keep making seasons.
I just want people to know that apparently Thailand visitor count was massively down in 2023. So it wasn't a typical year.
What would it have placed normally?
I don't know. Let me see if I can find. Higher. Not high enough.
It would have been like eighth. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm really surprised. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No, you're right. Look, Sam, I could have pushed back harder on you, and I didn't. It was a team decision.
I'll buy you some floss if it makes you feel better.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to go lie down in bed and take more painkillers now, but I'm sorry.
What kind of painkillers are you taking?
At this point, I'm just cycling between acetaminophen and ibuprofen. They did give me the good stuff, though, straight out the hospital.
Did you finish your good stuff?
No, I never took it.
Good job.
I never took it. I resisted. I resisted because of the ravaging effects that it's had on our country.
Mm-hmm.
What if I became addicted to painkillers?
This would be unfortunate.
It could happen. I'm a big celebrity now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. crash out.
Yeah.
If you crash out, Ben, please just do it while we're filming.
Yeah. It'd be good content.
Mm-hmm. We need to eventually have like a conclusion to the Ben Doyle story on Jetlag the Game.
A tragic end, perhaps.
One way or the other. How do you think Jetlag is going to end? What do you think our last ever episode is going to be like?
Well, I mean, given that we've scripted the whole series to the end, I don't want to spoil it. It's very exciting.
Ben face down in a ditch, perked out.
Yeah. I mean, we all have seen the flash forward to that. It's sort of inevitable, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised with the way the series ends.
It'll be surprising because it's the Water Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're really losing steam here at the end. We're really just sort of, you know.
Oh, I'm not in charge. Ben's in charge.
Oh, I think this was the issue. I think both of you were waiting for the other one to end the podcast, but it was unclear whose job it was.
Sometimes it's just nice to have incoherent rambling.
I am declaring the podcast ended. I want to go to bed. I'm sleepy.
All right.
And I have drugs in my system. And that is my declaration as the host of this show. Was this better than Family Feud? I don't know.
I liked it more. I think it's fun to have a little bit of variety.
I think we need variety. Well, are we doing Family Feud next week?
It's possible.
Do we have content planned?
We might.
We might.
But we're not doing next week. We're doing the week after.
The week after. Every other week.
Schedule. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. We'll think of something. Who knows? Kind of just vibe it out.
All right. Well, I'm going to end the podcast by saying that's it for this episode of The Layover. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time to potentially play something that is not technically Family Feud, or maybe we'll do something else that's unclear.
And don't forget to smash that subscribe button and hit the little bell.
Don't forget to hit that like button and hit the little bell so that you get notified every time we post a video.
Yeah, and give me money.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.